was sitting by the bank on a hollow stump when I thought I heard me a bullfrog jump. Turned around and sure enough, there he sat. He said, excuse me, buddy, but I've been reading your news and I'm sorry to say that I'm a little confused. You being human, well, you know where it's at. He said, I read where this old world's gonna fold and all on kind of a thing called gold, and that's something hard for us frogs to understand. Now, you looking at me like I'm kind of funny. But where I live, we don't have no money. So we want to be hip to the happenings here on land. Now, I thought I was stoned, so I started walking. I mean, who ever heard of a bullfrog talking? But then I realized I hadn't been grazing no grain. So I figured I'd tell him just what I thought about how gold was sold and how gold was bought, and he'd understand our world when I explained. I said, it all started a long time ago when the people first learned to read and sew. They got all the things that they needed right out of the earth. Like, how many leaves and how many trees would it take to cover up the anatomies? And that's how you figured how much a suit of clothes was worth. Well, then man, he learned how to milk a cow and how to till the soil with a stone blade plow, and he kept so busy he never had time to do you harm. Then he'd take his produce and all that milk and go into town and trade him for silk so his woman, she'd look sharp down at the farm. Well, the bullfrog let out a belly croak, like I told him some kind of a joke, and he said, I think you're jiving me, my man. What, me? I said, I know it sounds kind of mystifying, but the truth of the matter is that I ain't lying. I mean, I ain't talking no bullfrog, you understand? He said, now, don't get upset, I'm not against you. You just go ahead and continue, and I'll be quiet and try to understand. He said, I know about trees and leaves and plants and milk and silk and the farmer's romance, but what's this thing they call supply and demand? I said, well, I grow cotton and you grow corn, and you find your dungarees are all worn, and me, well, I got to have something to eat, you see? So I make you some brand new threads, and now you bake me some fresh cornbread. Pretty soon we'll have shops across the street. Well, this didn't work, or so we've been told, and at that time they didn't know about gold, so they all agreed they'd measure their goods in salt. Well, that idea had an early ending, because they were eating more than they were spending, and besides, who ever heard of keeping salt in the vault? I wonder if you could turn your radio down just a little bit, mister. Thank you. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, I remember. Well, folks said gold was the thing to use. Paid for stuff like from ships to shoes, but it weighed too much and it looked too good to spend. So around about 1690, somebody started using folding money, and that's the tale, my friend, from end to end. Well, I thought it was a damn good explanation. I mean, a real attempt at communication. And I only had me schooling up till the time I was 10. But the bullfrog, right before he hopped away, well, I could have sworn I heard him say, your world's still in the tadpole stage, my friend. Now, I wonder what he meant by that. And I wonder how come he picked up and left so quick. Must have been something I said. I paid regular. Always brush my teeth. Drop all my change when they pass the plate. I mean, what do bullfrogs know anyway?